To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Trey Essex, our guy, about this right now. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Trey, the host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. He's our weekly guest Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Hi, Trey. Who do you start on Sunday if Rodgers is cleared to play?
What's up, fellas? You still start A-Rod. I mean, Mason does good in this offense. This offense has been the same despite the coordinator, the last three iterations of the offensive coordinator. And he tends to do well in his offense, but you still get the keys to A-Rod. It's his team, his offense, and I think he'll do good against this Bears defense.
Trey, if A-Rod can't go and it is Mason, like how far can Mason take this team if, say, Aaron Rodgers is out 3-4 weeks or even up into the playoffs? I mean, we don't know like what the circumstances are with the wrist injury. How far can Mason take this football team?
I don't know. I think there is, and there's a reason why he hasn't been a starting quarterback. He had his chance to do something in Tennessee, although circumstances worked the best for him. He's had his chances to kind of cement himself as a starter here, and it didn't work out. His role is a backup, and I mean, unless he has like a Nick Foles type of back half to this season, he can only take us so far. I think he can get us to the playoffs. I don't ultimately think he can win a playoff game for us, if I'm being honest.
I would agree with that, though the defense, in my opinion, has turned a corner here, Trey. They were great against Indianapolis. I think the dam kind of broke against the Chargers, but they were mostly good in that game. And then they turned around and shut Cincinnati down after we saw what they did to the Steelers on that Thursday night. Do you agree, and what do you think is the biggest difference in the defense these last 3 weeks?
I think Tomlin alluded to it, and there's no coincidence at all. It's directly contributed to the fact that Jalen is playing free safety and we traded for Kyle Duggar. That stability back there in the back end has solidified everything for us. That's what we've been trying to find, something that we thought we had with Juan Thornhill that didn't work. Obviously, Deshaun being hurt in and out of the lineup the first part of this year didn't help the stability. So having some stability with Jalen Ramsey, who I think is going to be that guy at safety, he's going to make that turn in his career like Charles Woodson and Rod Woodson when they moved from DB to safety and was able to be effective and elongate their career because of that. And I think Kyle Duggar is perfect for this defense, and he's already paying dividends. He already got on the board. Could have had more interceptions. I think he had a couple that he dropped the previous couple of games, but he's fit in seamlessly, and that is the biggest reason, no doubt about it.
Trey, I saw your tweet, whether it was Sunday or yesterday, about Jamar Chase, and I couldn't believe, and I still can't believe, that somebody of his stature, who's regarded as one of the best receivers in the game, and really has never did anything, troublesome. Never really spoke up. I can't believe that he brought himself to do something like that. What's your take on the whole situation, and even for somebody like Jamar Chase to do that?
Is this a thing now? This is like the third or fourth incident this year. I can tell you one thing. Like, I've been in a fair share of scuffles and disagreements with folks. I've never even thought to spit on somebody. It's never even been a conscious, it's such a vile act, and it seems to be catching on, being the new way to show disrespect. I know Jalen Carter was one of the guys that started out the season doing it. And now it really does seem beneath a guy like Chase, because I was a big fan of his. But like I tell my kids, man, the act is one thing. The lie is even worse. To sit up there and go to the media and bold-faced lie not once but twice and still not come out and show some contrition for that, this, like, it was a loogie, dude. It wasn't even like a, like, you know, when you talk to somebody and spit gets on your lip or whatever. It wasn't that. This was a concentrated, like, loogie directed at Jalen Ramsey, and there's no way that you can think otherwise. He wasn't spitting at the ground. That Dak defense is not going to work for him, because the film or the camera did not lie. You see it clearly.
Well, and there's a couple of things to that. So Zach Taylor, he took up for his guy. He said, "I stand by Jamar. It was an emotional moment, and a lot happened before that led up to it," which I think is nonsense, because nothing justifies spitting on a dude. And then Ian Rappaport yesterday said that here's the defense that Jamar Chase is trying to use in his appeal. Quote, "His argument essentially being, as far as I understand, if he was going to spit on Jalen Ramsey, he would have spit on his face rather than the floor or on his jersey." I mean, there's zero accountability here, Trey.
None. I don't get it, man. And like I said, like Doran said, Jamar Chase has been a stand-up guy. Like, he's arguably the best wide receiver in the league of all. When you think about the division rivals, like, I don't like Cincinnati in general. I don't like Cleveland in general. I don't like Baltimore in general. But there are certain players. It was Lamar Jackson for Baltimore. I'm a fan of his. Jamar Chase, I was a fan of his until this recent incident. And it for him not to have any accountability, for him to stay silent this long, and I get it. You got to appeal it. You know, you don't want that money taken out. I don't mind him mounting a defense. But that's wild for him to come up with that defense, to say that if I really wanted to spin with somebody, I would have made it in his eyeball or on his face. I would have been a little bit better with my aim, you know? So that's crazy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Any problem with Ramsey swinging on him?
No, not afterwards. Like, during the game, I was disappointed because he's become our emotional leader on defense. He has really taken on to that role, and I love the fire that he plays when he seems to be amping it up at free safety. He knew how important this game was. So initially, When I saw what he did and back-to-back plays on top of that, I was like, okay, dude, like, you're better than this. You know what you mean to this team, and you know how important this game is. But once I heard his defense, and he was very matter-of-fact about it, I heard his before I saw the video or before I heard Chase. I was like, once I heard his, I was like, okay, I'm kind of sided with him, because the way he said it and with the conviction he said it with, he was like, F football, respectively. I like how you added that.
Yeah, right.
respectfully. But yeah, no problem at all, because once he said, once that happens, that's all gloves are off. This is not a football game anymore.
Trey, do you think the Chicago Bears are a good football team?
They're 7-3. I mean, their resume is what they play a funky type of football. It doesn't look exactly clean, but they're finding ways to win. And I'm a big fan of their coach. I think Ben Johnson got those guys fired up. There's not a lot of recent good history in Chicago, especially the quarterback position and all the turnover they've had the last few years, not being able to find their franchise guy. And Ben Johnson has something working. And so as long as these guys believe in what he says, they are a dangerous football team. And that division is not an easy one. And so for them to be leading it right now, I mean, you got to say they're a good football team at this point.
Trey Essex of the Snap Count Show, two-time Steelers Super Bowl champion, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Injury aside with Rodgers, last six quarters of football, not his best. How concerned are you, even if he's healthy, that he might have hit a wall?
I am a little concerned because, and I watched film yesterday, and our wide receivers aren't getting any kind of separation. Like, he has to hold on to the ball for a long time. Now, for whatever reason, things opened up in the second half, and I think that was because Arthur ran a little bit more, some more man-beater type of routes that we didn't run as much in the first half. That throw to DK was a little off in the first half, that deep corner route that he threw. I'm not overly concerned yet, but it does pique my concern just a tad bit, because he has been off, and the offense has not been rolling as much as we would like it to. But like I said, it's not all on him. I think teams are getting hip to this all tight end type of position group that we're putting out, and we're not getting a lot from our wide receivers either. So like I said, the separation isn't happening there. A-Rod takes some blame, but it's not all on him.
Trey, this was wonderful. It always is. Twitter is down. I forgot to text you yesterday, and so I tweeted out hoping that you would see it and not forget to come on with us. And of course you didn't forget, because you're a much smarter man than I am. Thank you. Thank you for jumping on. We love pushing people to your podcast, too, with Charlie Batch. Thank you, Trey.
While I'm talking about that, for folks who are having a tough time finding the podcast, you can find us on YouTube under Big Play Pittsburgh, and we're on X under Snap Count Show. And we're also on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. We're on the big screen, fellas. You can find us in your living room.
Hold up. I didn't know that. Yeah. Really?
Wow. Sportsnet. It's going to be on Thursday. I think the showtime's at 3 or 7. Yeah, man.
Going all the way. Nice. Let's go. Is that going to be live?
No. Okay. It's going to be a rerun of the same show. So
awesome.
Yes, we have our 7 o'clock show on Mondays, and then we do our preview show on Fridays at 2. And then, yes, we'll be on Sportsnet Pittsburgh on Thursday.
How about that? Great. Good stuff, Trey. Nice. Well, thanks for coming on. Happy you got that out there, bud. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you next Tuesday, guys.
He's the man.
Thanks, Trey.
That's awesome.
That's big time. That's good.
Yeah, a little Dan Potash, a little Rob King. Bam! Trey Essex.
Charlie Batch.
And Charlie Batch.
Yep.
CB.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.